Operation Pluto, the Allies' secret undersea fuel lifeline in World War II. Operation Pluto, pipeline underwater transportation of oil, was a daring World War II engineering project that supplied fuel to Allied forces during the liberation of Europe by laying oil pipelines beneath the English Channel. Conceived in 1942 during Britain's darkest days, the operation addressed the critical problem of fueling a mechanized army, tanks, trucks, and planes without relying on vulnerable tanker ships or capturing intact French port facilities, which the Germans would likely destroy. British Vice Admiral Louis Mountbatten, tasked with invasion logistics, recognized that winning modern war required continuous fuel flow. Early experiments with beach-to-ship fueling were deemed suicidal under enemy fire, pushing planners to attempt a revolutionary solution: undersea pipelines. Arthur Hartley of the Anglo-Iranian Oil Company proposed adapting submarine cable technology to create HACE, Hartley Anglo-Iranian Siemens, pipelines, flexible, armored lead tubes capable of withstanding channel pressures. A second design, Hammock Ellis, used welded mild steel pipes coiled onto massive floating drums called conundrums, each capable of carrying 70 miles of pipeline. The project required unprecedented secrecy and deception. Coastal pumping stations were disguised as homes, hotels, and ice cream shops, while fake pipelines and storage tanks at Dover misled German reconnaissance into expecting an invasion at Calais. Factories along the Thames produced hundreds of miles of HACE and Hamel pipes, while giant conundrums were engineered to lay them across the seabed. Initial 1944 attempts to deploy Pluto after D-Day met with failures: snap lines, foul propellers, and barnacle-encrusted drums, but persistence paid off. By September, the first pipeline successfully delivered 67,000 gallons of gasoline per day from Britain to Cherbourg. Subsequent installations, particularly from Dungeness to Boulogne, expanded capacity to over 1.6 million gallons daily, ultimately creating a 200-mile inland network that followed the Allied advance through France, Belgium, the Netherlands, and into Germany. By war's end, Pluto had supplied approximately 206 million gallons of fuel, roughly one-third of the Allies' needs from D-Day to early 1945, enabling sustained mechanized offensives and hastening Nazi defeat. General Eisenhower ranked Pluto second in daring only to the Mulberry artificial harbors, and the project spurred post-war advances in undersea and offshore pipeline technology.